في البداية أود أن أتقدم لكم بالتهنئة على توليكم مهام رئاسة اجتماع.
Thank you. We would like to congratulate you on having been appointed chair of this group of experts under the Biological Weapons Convention. Mr. Chair, we have difficulty in terms of potential risk assessment for biological weapons. Dual use of biotechnology has allowed stakeholders to acquire the knowledge necessary to develop biological weapons. Efforts for non-proliferation will also come across the difficulty of distinguishing between biological weapons programs and legitimate biotechnology programs. International cooperation in the field of health, industry and agricultural and pharmaceutical programs, as well as the higher potential risk of new illnesses, have contributed to scientific and technological progress. This has bolstered the increased knowledge in these fields, with this knowledge increasingly available around the world. The convention has not prevented beneficial use of these technologies and knowledge. Wider dissemination of knowledges and scientific applications with dual use could lead to abuses from certain states and non-governmental stakeholders. The development of voluntary code of conduct models for biologists and all staff involved, and raising awareness amongst public and private sector actors, particularly in academia and research, have enabled us to establish the risk of abuse in the use of life sciences, as well as the advantage of their peaceful use. This has significantly contributed to developing policies and practices in biology which are safe, as well as biological safety. This has reduced the risk of abuse in the use of technologies and techniques that are modern in this field and life sciences. On a national level, biological risks in science and technology have been, including scientific aspects related to the convention, have significantly contributed to reducing abuse in the use of science and technology. International multilateral organizations such as the WHO, the OIE, and others have played an important role in enabling states' parties to implement their commitments under the convention. Thanks to their contribution to implementing shared programs and national capacity development, member states must continue dialogue with the scientific and technological community in order to understand what enables science to and technology to progress. We should be able to use scientific and technological knowledge for peaceful ends so that it benefits the international community. Thank you.